The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning again. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Judy Cannon. I live in Burlingame. I'm a Catholic nun, a Sister of Mercy, and I live in our assisted living convent in Burlingame. I first started Buddhist practice around 2000. I read a book by Jack Kornfield, and then I found out in conversation that Tara Brach taught in Bethesda, Maryland, and I lived near there. So I went to her Wednesday evening sessions for 2 years with 200 other people. It was a wonderful introduction. Then I moved back here. This Bay Area is my home, and I go away and I come back. And I came to IMC in about 2003 and appreciate what is happening here at the center all the time. I mentor in the Eightfold Path program and have for a few years. I served one term on the IMC board, and I'm very grateful for this support for practice. Lately, I've been thinking about motivation for practice, and I looked for a couple of quotes I'd like to share with you. Jack Kornfield said, "We need a repeated discipline, a genuine training, in order to let go of our old habits of mind and to find and sustain a new way of seeing." Discipline, training, a new way of seeing. Here's a quote from the Dalai Lama. "Awareness of impermanence is encouraged, so that when it is coupled with our appreciation of the enormous potential of our human existence, it will give us a sense of urgency that I must use every precious moment." Impermanence, potential, urgency. Another quote from Jack Kornfield. "The trouble is that you think you have time." And these words, I think, encourage us to use time well for our spiritual practice. And obviously, when we come to Wednesday half-day retreats, we're using time very well. And we're very fortunate we have the opportunity, and we express our commitment by accepting it and coming, and we support one another. Today, as we sit and we walk mindfully, we might open our minds and our hearts to the experience of gratitude. We could begin by appreciating our human birth. We have gratitude to our parents and their parents and our ancestors. We have gratitude for the Buddha, for our hearing about the Dharma, and for our putting into practice and learning more about the Dharma. And we're grateful for our life circumstances that make it possible for us to come here today. Earlier this month, I was on a retreat at Mercy Center in Burlingame. It was a Zen Sesshin in the East-West meditation program. And then every night at about 9, our practice together ended with a little ritual. And two people went out in the hallway. They had drums and gongs, and one read rather dramatically, "Let me respectfully remind you, life and death are of extreme importance. Time passes quickly, and opportunity is lost. Each of you should try to awaken. Do not squander our life." And I read that these words are engraved over one of the temples in Asia. So today, next we'll continue our meditation with walking. We'll walk until 11, either inside the building or outside. And we're asked not to walk in any of the parking lots of the dentist or anyone else. If you'd like some instructions for walking meditation, please see Anne, who's our manager for today. She'll be right outside the door on the deck here, and she can help. And at 10:55, a bell will ring, and we'll gather for sitting meditation from 11 to 11:45. Then I'll give a short talk. And at noon, we'll do mindfulness in action by cleaning the temple for 15 minutes. And then we'll gather for our closing circle in the parking lot. And people who wish to stay will sit together for tea and chatting and have lunch if you brought it. During the morning, from 10:15 till 11:30, I will be available for individual practice discussions for people who wish. And there's a sign-up sheet on the counter just inside the front door. When we're outside, we need not wear face masks. And if you have any questions, please ask Anne, our manager for today. So we begin our walking meditation.